Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI and outpatient surgery site and in-house therapy, providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit KnoxOrthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
Well, it will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Green County Tech 35, or second half that is, as they trail Green County Tech 35 to 27. Mount Holmes will be moving left to right in the second half. Both teams getting their last second instructions from their coaches before they go back out on the floor. Real quickly, we'll let you know some of the other games that are going on tonight in the 5A East. As, Searcy is hosting West Memphis. Jonesboro is home against Paragould. And Nettleton is entertaining Marion tonight. Matt Paragould will be Matt Holmes' next opponent this coming Friday night. That will be their first road test of 5A East action. Actually be the second meeting between the girls' teams. Matt Holmes fell to the Lady Rams in the championship game of the first Arkansas Bell Bonds tournament back on December 29th. Hunter Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass on the far sideline. He gets into Wyatt Gilbert in the backcourt, and we are back underway. Man-to-man defense for Green County Tech. Ball goes over on the right side to Benton. Now he dribbles up to the top, gives to Gilbert on the right wing. Back up top to Benton. Over to Peters on near the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Throws up top to Cruz. Cruz dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Gilbert on the wing. Cruz takes the screen, now gives it down to Peters in the right corner. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line as we are 29 seconds into this second half. Jake Bowen picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one, against the Golden Eagles here in the second half. So two-shot opportunity for Colton Peters. So far he's 2 of 2 with 2 points. Make that 3 of 3 as he hits the first one here. Second shot for Peters is good. He gets both, and it's back to a two-possession game. 35 to 29, Tech leading it. 7:31 left in the third quarter. Butler back the other way for the Golden Eagles. He throws it up top to Forbes. Down in the corner goes to Jake Bowen. In the left corner, his three-pointer good. Jake Bowen with his first 3 points of the night. Here is Gilbert into the front court, dribbles, he throws to Benton on the left wing, now to Cruz. Now Peters has it on the right side. He's going down into lane, loses the handle of the ball, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Golden Eagles. It will be Mount Holmes basketball on the baseline with 7:05 left in the third quarter. Chambers checking back into the game for the Bombers, for the Golden Eagles, that is, as Forbes will take a seat. Benton inbounds it to Gilbert on the left wing, now up top to Peters. Peters dribbles to the right side. Now goes back towards the top, gives to Gilbert out there on the right wing. Down to Bashirs in the corner. His pass to Cruz was stolen by Cancilla. Sixth turnover against Mountain Home. Ball goes to Butler. Almost a turnover of their own. But Butler gets it across the timeline, takes the screen. And now ball goes down to Bolin in the left corner, back out on the wing to Butler. The right corner goes. Now Cancilla has the ball near the low block. Up top to Butler. He's going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Bashirs. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court. Throws it down to Benton. He's going in for the layup. No good. Or they're going to call that foul on the floor. Now they're going to say that foul was before the shot. And it's going to be Mountain Home inbounding the ball with 6:16 left of the first of the third quarter. Cade Cancilla picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 2 against the Golden Eagles. Benton will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Gilbert. Has it near the right corner. Dribbles out toward the wing. Now try to get it to Benton, who's cutting into the lane. Pass was knocked away by Butler. Goes out of bounds. And Mount Holmes will inbound it once again. 38-29, Golden Eagles leading up, 6:08 left of the third quarter. Cruz takes the inbound pass in the right corner, finds Peters going into the lane for the layup. Good, and he draws the blocking foul. So Peters will go to the line for a three-point opportunity. He now has 6 points. And that foul was called on Cade Kinsella. That's his second personal foul, team foul number three against the Golden Eagles. So Colton Peters at the free throw line, and he cannot convert the play. And the rebound is controlled by Kinsella, and he's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Luke Cruz picks up his third personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the second half. 5:58 left to play in the third quarter. It's a seven-point Golden Eagle lead, 38-31 our score. Butler into the front court, dribbles between the circles, now drills towards the left side, gives up top to Chambers. Chambers will give it to Lawback. Now Bowen has it on the left wing. Goes down to Chambers in the right corner. His three-pointer, no good. Cancillo gets offensive rebound, and he's going to be fouled down a low block, and that's Luke Cruz's fourth. Oh, he's going to have to come out of this game now. Luke Cruz picks up his fourth personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second half. Matt Jones going to come in, replacing Cruz with 5:35. Let's play in the third quarter. Inbound pass goes to Butler on the right wing. Now he dribbles down into the lane, kicks up top to Lawback. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. His good, and he is fouled. He's going to go to the line for a four-point play opportunity. That foul, I believe, is on Talon Benton with 5:28 left to play. That is Benton's first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. Lawback cannot get the free throw, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. 40-31. Actually, that should be 41-31, I believe. Mountain Home leading it. 5:16 left. And two-shot opportunity now coming up for Mountain Home as Matt Jones drawing the foul as he tried to go up with it. Okay, so they do get the score correct. It's 41-31. Now, a little bit of discussion. Okay, Jake Bolin, I believe. Now they're, I don't know what they're discussing here, but now they're trying to get the, so they're trying to get the score correct. So that was Bolin's second personal foul, team foul number four, I believe, or number three, I'm not sure. Both coaches come to the scorers table with one of the officials. I believe it's supposed to be 41-31. They've got 42-31 up on the scoreboard, but I think it's supposed to be 41. So it is going to be a two-shot opportunity, and I guess they're going to leave it at 42-31, but I think it's supposed to be 41-31. I got 41. Yeah. So Josh Fulcher is actually talking to me now. I was just telling him I've got 41. They're still trying to get this 40. They still got 42-31. I've got 41 myself. Yes. 41-31. So I think they're going to change that. So they're going to. So now they get the score corrected. It is 41-31. So now it's going to be a two-shot opportunity for Matt Jones. He's so far 1 of 1 from the free throw line with 7 points. Well, that took a little bit of time there, but I think we've got everything corrected now. 5:16 left to play in the third quarter, and so Matt Jones will be at the free throw line. So here we go. Jones takes the ball from the official. And first shot is up. Good. One more free throw for Jones. And his second shot is good. He gets both. He's perfect 3 for 3 from the free throw line with 9 points. 41-33, Greene County Tech leading it. 5:10 left to play in the third quarter. Ball's with Lawback on the right side. He will give it to Bolin on the left. Now Butler there has there on the wing. He drills up to the top. Now he throws it back to Bolin. Bolin going into the lane. His pass to Cancilla was well wide of him, stolen by Mount Holmes. Second turnover against Tech tonight. Here is Gilbert throwing it to Benton. Now gives up top to Jones. Over on the left side now goes to Peters. Peters drills towards the lane. Now kicks it back out to Jones. Up top to Bashirs. Over to Benton on the right side. Now Benton will drill towards the lane. Now kicks that back out to Bashirs in the right corner. Up top it goes to Jones. 4.5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Benton has the ball on the left side. Up top now goes to Bashirs. His pass to Jones is knocked away by Cancilla. And a blocking foul is going to be called on Hunter Bashirs. That is Bashir's first personal foul, team foul number 4 against. Well, now they're going to change it. First they call a blocking foul. Now they're going to say it's on Cancilla. They're going to call a charge. So that's the third turnover against Tech. Teams exchanging turnovers. That's the fourth personal foul. Third personal foul against Cancilla. Fourth team foul. Yes. Yeah, Josh Fulcher was asking me if that was 14 fouls against him, and I was telling him yes. Bashir's inbounds on the far sideline, gets into Peters. Now back to Bashir's, up top to Gilbert. Gilbert drills to the right side. Throws it up near the top to Benton. Back over to Bashir's on the right. His three-pointer is blocked. Jones gets it. He's going to go up with it in the lane, or are they going to call off travel? Yes, they are. Eighth turnover against the Bombers. 4:03 left to play in the third quarter. It is an 8-point Green County Tech lead. 41-33 our score. Here's Butler throwing it to Lawback in the left corner. He immediately puts up the three-pointer. Good. And now he's going to be fouled. A foul away from the ball. They're going to call Colton Peters for the foul after the three by Peyton Lawback. And so not only does the three count, but they keep possession of it. Colton Peters picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. 3:54 left to play in the third quarter. So it's a double-digit lead for Green County Tech, 44-33 our score. Inbound pass goes to Forbes. Now to Lawback. He puts up another three. This one will not go, and the rebound comes to Matt Jones. He'll give it to Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. Gilbert dribbles on the left wing. Now he's going down towards the lane. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Kicks it out to Jones on the wing. Now Bashir's has it up top. He drills to the wing. Now goes to the corner. Takes the screen from Jones. He's going to pull up at the elbow for the jumper. Good. Hunter Bashir's with 5 points. 44-35. Texas lead back to single digits with 3:20 left in the third quarter. Here's Lawback. He's going to try another three-pointer, and it's good. Lawback with 15 points. 9 of those here in the third quarter alone. Gilbert with the ball on the right side for Mountain Home. He's going to pull up the elbow for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 4 points. And now stoppage of play. Okay, it looks like the ball just got away before they could throw it in. So they just stopped the clock. And now Butler, it takes an inbound pass for Tech. 47-37. It is Tech on top by 10 with less than 3 minutes left of the third quarter. Ball goes up top to Chambers over on the right side to Lawback. Now Butler heads up the top. Butler dribbles to the left side, takes the screen from Chambers, throws it to Greer. Now goes to Lawback in the corner. Back to Greer. Greer dribbles up to the top, throws it over to Butler on the left wing. 2.5 minutes left of the third quarter, and now Butler's going to be fouled by Hunter Bashirs. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Bombers here in the second half. 2:27 left to play in the third quarter. Green County Tech will inbound the ball, leading 47-37. Lawback will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Butler. The pass was knocked away. Stolen by Matt Jones, and back comes Mountain Home after Tech's fourth turnover. Here's Gilbert pulling up for the jumper at the free throw line. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 6 points. Mountain Home's deficit cut back to single digits, 47-39 with 2:07 left to play in the third quarter. Here is Law back with the ball near the left corner. He dribbles out to the wing, throws up top to Greer. Greer dribbles to the right side. He has the ball knocked away from him. Stolen by Wyatt Gilbert. Back goes into the front court. It's Benton. He's going up. Fall layup. Good. Talon Benton with 4 points, and now Jeff Gio has seen enough on the Greene County Tech sideline. He is going to take a timeout. We'll break with 1:52. Let's play in the third quarter. It is Greene County Tech leading Mount Zion 47-41. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Come into Lowe's this new year for savings on everything you need to cut the clutter and start fresh. Get your entire home in order with up to 25% off on select storage and organization products, including a Commander 5-gallon black tote, just $368. It's perfect for storing away holiday decorations and getting the garage in order for the new year. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through January 31st. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Well, Mount Tom on a little bit of a run, and so Greene County Tech took that timeout to try to stop that run if they could. Butler takes the inbound pass, brings it into the front court. Ball's up top with Chambers over to Butler on the left side. 47-41 of Greene County Tech leading it. Forbes going into the lane for the hook shot. No good. Rebound comes to Gilbert. He dribbles into the paint, kicks out to Benton. Trying to figure out where he wants to go with it. Now Benton will dribble to the corner. Now goes back to the wing. Goes cross court to Peters in the right corner. He's going into the lane. Finds Jones in there for the layup. Good. Matt Jones now double figures with 11 points. 47-43. Mount Tom has cut the margin to 4 with 1:11 left in the third quarter. Here's Butler back the other way. He's being double teamed. Now kicks out to Chambers. Chambers drills to the right side. Down a low block. It goes to Forbes. He's looking to make a move, and he's going to be tripped by Matt Jones. Jones picks up his second personal foul, and as the last foul Mount Tom had to give, the next one will put Greene County Tech in the bonus. 1 minute left to play in the third quarter. 47-43, Tech leading it. Here's Forbes taking the inbound pass, gives it to Butler. Now to Lawback on the left wing. His pass is knocked away by Matt Jones. It goes out of bounds. Good defense by Jones. It will be Tech keeping possession with 52.3 seconds left in the third quarter. Inbound pass will be triggered by Chambers. He gets into Butler. Back to Chambers on the left wing. Up top to Forbes. Now he finds Butler cutting into the lane for the layup. His basket counts and he is fouled. Zane Butler will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 42.9 seconds left of the third quarter. And that foul is on Hunter Bashir's. That's his second personal foul, I guess. Team foul number 7 against Mount Tom. I had that as his third. But anyways, Jake Boland comes into the game replacing Mason Forbes. So Butler at the free throw line to try to convert the three-point play, and he does. He now has 14 points. Back to a three-possession lead for Greene County Tech. 50-43 our score. 37 seconds left as Ben brings it into the front court. Ball goes over to Gilbert on the left wing. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. And a foul's going to be called on the rebound on Tech. Yep, that foul is going to be called on Brendan Chambers. That's his second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Golden Eagles. 29 seconds left of the third quarter as Benton inbounds it. Tech leads by 7. Bashirs takes the inbound pass near the right corner. Gives it right there to Benton. 23 seconds left. Benton's going to take the screen from Jones. Pull up at the elbow for the jumper. No good. Rebound's knocked around and finally controlled by Lawback. And Tech comes back the other way with it. 15 seconds left. 7-point Golden Eagle advantage. Butler dribbles up at the top. 8 seconds left. Butler is going to make a move down into the lane. Going up for the layup. He is another and one situation for Zane Butler as he's fouled. 3.3 seconds left. Play in the third quarter, as that foul is called on Matt Jones as his third personal foul. Team's eighth, I believe, actually, against Mountain Home. So Butler at the free throw line to convert the three-point play. Cannot get the free throw. Ben gets the rebound. He's going to try a last heave at the buzzer and will not go. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. Our score after 24 minutes of play, Green County Tech leading Mountain Home 52-43. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Without a guarantee, and may lose value.